Hello, hello everyone. Welcome back to another episode of AUP Radio on WRP. Today we're going to hear two segments, the first being Lessons from Albia, and the second, Silly Little Chit Chat with Mia and Lauren. Enjoy the show.
This is Albia. I haven't been on the radio in a while, but I'm back with another random short little story time. And I promise it has a purpose. Also, be warned, I'm not a very good storyteller, but I'll try my hardest to like make it coherent and understandable. So let's start. So on Tuesday, I went on a date with this guy, a second date with this guy. And I got there, and if you know me in my personal life, I am late to everything. Like, I am at least 30 minutes late to every single thing that I'm at. And I, for some chance, got there on time. We were meeting at this, like, graffiti jazz bar location in the 19th, which was really cool. It was also a little scary because it was, like, there were no lights whatsoever, and there was graffiti on the wall. And, like, obviously, like, stereotype graffiti. Bad neighborhood, alleyway, scary. But I finally went in and I sat at this table and I called everyone that I know. Cause like another thing about me is that I feel so awkward and anxious just like being there like other people do. So I needed to like make it seem like I had friends or make it seem like I know what I'm doing and I'm like so good waiting for someone. So I sit, I call my brother and he doesn't answer. And then I call my sister and she doesn't answer. And then I call my mom and she doesn't answer. And like, that's it. That's all the people that I have to call. So I'm there. I'm like scrolling through Instagram and I'm like doing all this stuff. And I'm like, can't this guy just like get here? And then he texts me and he's like, yeah, sorry, it's going to be another 15 minutes. And I was like, oh God, what am I going to do? So I'm sitting there. And then this guy comes up to me and he's like, hi, can I talk to you? And I will admit that men scare me. Also, men's intentions sometimes scare me as well. So I look at him and I'm like, and he's like, are you waiting for someone? And I was like, yeah, I'm waiting for someone. And he was like, oh, can I sit? And I was like, I'm waiting for a date. And he was like, oh, like, no, it's fine. I just like, I'm waiting for friends and I just want to sit. And then I felt so awkward and embarrassed that like, I immediately like, thought that he was trying to like hit on me or like say something like weird, but that's a me thing that I should probably work on, but that's not the point of the story. So anyway, we sit and we're talking and I'm pretty sure this guy is like tripping like hard, like on some sort of drugs, like maybe all the drugs. But we start talking and he's just like spitting like facts and like making me like, we're talking about how we have to like relinquish control because we can't control like everything in our lives. And then at another point, another girl sits with us because she's waiting for her friends as well. So it's the three of us. And they ask me the name of the guy that I'm waiting for. And I say his name, which is close to the name Mao, like the Chinese dictator. So he like turns to the girl who is Chinese and he's like, I forget how he phrased it because I was so confused at first. He was like, do you think you have like dictator vibes? Like, do you think that in some ways in your life you act in the way that dictators are? Or like, do you think that all dictators are like bad? And so we're talking about that. And then he starts talking about like love and all this stuff. And he's like, I just want one thing in this world, and that's love. And I was like, well, what if love doesn't exist? And he's like, what do you mean? Love is all around us. Like, you don't know me, but I love you. And I don't know her, but I love her. And I hope that you love me too, just because we're all here at this point in time. And who would have thought that we would ever meet? And I was like, that's so true. He was like, the more he talked, the more I was just like, wow. Like, I'm happy that I let him sit, because I was really going to say no. Like, my original instinct was to just be like, no, you can't sit. Like, even if you're not trying to hit on me, like, I'm just happy that I let him sit with me, and I let him, like, and that we could talk, and that this woman joined us. And then he was like, you see, you don't even have to move, and you... people gravitate towards you. And I, not to like flex or anything, but I don't know what it is, but like people come up to me, and I know that people come up to, or maybe it's not the fact that people come up to me, but the fact that even though like I'm sus and I'm like kind of scared, I will let people talk to me. And it's just, sometimes it's the best experience. Like, there was another time where a psychic came up to me, and I'm not really sure what I believe in psychics, but after listening to her, obviously she wanted money. But before we even got to that point, she had like said so many like different things that like made complete sense in my life. Like, she was talking about how, so my dad's family like really dislikes my mom's family and my mom. And that's something that I've really been struggling with, just family wise. I'm not going to get into the whole thing, but the psychic was like, your heart is really heavy, and in order to move on and live the best life that I know you can, you need to address that, and you need to acknowledge that, and you need to know that even though they're family, not everyone in your life cares for you the way that they should be, or the way that people think that they should, because you're family. And it was just insane. Like, I texted my mom right after, and I told my sister, and like we were all like crying on the phone. Of course my brother didn't believe. He was like, ugh, whatever, I don't care. But it was just so sweet. And there was like another time where I was on the metro, and if anyone had listened to my Hair Me Out first episode, I was talking with Corey about having dreadlocks, and she came up to me and was like, I love your hair. And I was like, oh, thank you. And then I thought that was it. And she was like, do you think you could like help me with mine? And I was like, I'm not a hairdresser, but I'd be down to try. And like we got out the metro together, and we walked out of the station, and we were just talking, and she was like old enough to be my grandmother, but it just felt so like comfortable, and it felt so nice, and I felt safe. And I feel like those are the things that I really cherish about this city. Okay, guys, we have a special guest who's joining in.
Hi. I'm listening in on the side, and I just wanted to know that Avia, your presence is very comforting.
Stop.
No, seriously. Like, I think even, okay, we were talking about just the radio room and being in this space, and I love having you here. Like, I think it's like a different sort of, it's like a quiet comfort that you bring.
Stop.
Seriously. Seriously. Like, I think you don't see your own, I guess that's how it goes usually, you know? You don't. It's like the people that are the loudest or the most like obnoxious that like don't.
Yeah.
But yeah, your presence is felt. You know?
Thank you.
So I just wanted to say that.
I actually paid her to say that. So. But.
Thank you. But yeah, I'm getting off. This is your show. But I just wanted to say that.
That was so sweet. Stop. Thank you. That was really sweet. Thanks, Corey. But yeah, I just feel like those are the things that I really treasure and cherish about this city. Because anyone knows, no matter what city you live in, if you're living alone or if you've never been used to having to be an adult, it can be hard. And it's always good to have a support system, but I feel like sometimes the best way to like really love the city that you're in or love the space that you're in is to, one, meet locals, especially if you're not from that city, and two, be open to these weird interactions that you're going to have on the street. Obviously, that doesn't mean to like not have common sense and just let anyone talk to you. If they look sus and they like look like they might murder you, then obviously maybe don't talk to them. So yeah, that's the moral of my story. Be kind to your neighbors. And, you know, yeah, I hope you guys have a good one. Bye. She wanna know where I've been and who I see. She wanna know where I'm going and carry me. She say I'm so terrible, but it's me. I love her from head to toe, and in between, I know we do a lot of back and forth. I know we do a lot of fast and slow. You know I'm gon' contradict myself. I know you gon' ride and get like a pro. I know you got a lot of faith in me. I know you put a lot of things on hold. I hope you got a policy. I know you got a lock on the whole thing. I had to tell you something before I go. I left a little something special in the envelope. I had to mail you something, tell me when it's at the door. And when you open it, I hope you get hysterical. I had to share it with somebody that I really trust. So when we celebrate, I'ma hit you up. I had to go and find a running mate who didn't rush. I hope you know it was imperative. She wanna know where I've been and who I see. She wanna know where I'm going and carry me. She say I'm so terrible, but it's me. I love her from head to toe and in between. I know we do a lot of back and forth. I know we do a lot of fast and slow. You know I'm gon' contradict myself. I know you gon' ride and get like a pro. I know you got a lot of faith in me. I know you put a lot of things on hold. I hope you got a policy. I know you got a lot on hold, baby. Know that you my motherfucking cinnamon apple. Know that when it come to loving you, I'm a natural. Know how much it hurt me, that's in the past though. I know I'm all alone, better not be with that hoe. Oh, I had to deal with your sides and your pieces. I put two and two together in the sequence. I promise that I'm trying not to be on defense, but I'm reminded of it every time she you leave. She wanna know where I've been and who I see. She wanna know where I'm going. Me. She say I'm so terrible, but it's me. I love her from head to toe, and in between.
Love me.
Listening to AUP Radio on WRP. Stay tuned for Silly Little Chit Chat.
Surely left a stain. You chose your weapon, nearly hit a vein. But I can see sadness in you. You thought I was coming back, that's a no. You were always getting mad for control. I won't fall into a trap that you sow. I've been going back to black like a foe. I won't be the reason why your heart broke. Even though my love is icy, that's cold. She ain't met nobody like me before. And I belong to somebody like me, not like you.
I'm gonna make you echo today. I'm gonna make you wish you never left. But it all comes falling upside down. You friend echo today. You gonna make me wish we never left. Cause it all comes falling upside down. You
You see, my mama told me not to trust a daddy like you. I had to learn it by myself, can't live vicariously through. I know the sunshine doesn't shine the same when I'm gone. It's been a long time since you was waiting for me at home. But look, I'm back inside the city where you did me that wrong. Although I let you go, I can't let go of venomous songs. I know it's been a long year and you done shed tears. And I've been super gone, you getting close to my peers. And you can't seem to catch a break. Cause every single catch you had, you just let them get away. I'm gonna make your mental break. Cause every single catch you had, beside me you can still replace.
Welcome back to Silly Little Chit Chat, where we chit chat about silly little things. On today's episode, we're talking about relationships, featuring Lucan and Sarah. Hey.
What's going on?
Hey.
They are some pretty awesome people. We're going to do like a kind of interview, get their opinions.
Yeah, we want to bring all of our friends on this.
So to start off, what do you guys think like makes a good relationship?
Yeah, so I would say that it has to be trust. Because without trust, there's no relationship.
Lucan, how long was your last relationship?
Probably like 2 years ago. 8 months.
Okay.
7 months.
Did you trust?
Yeah, I did.
That's lit.
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay. What about you?
What I think is the most important?
Yeah.
Communication.
Okay, so communication, like in what way?
I don't know. You just got to talk to each other about however you feel.
You got to speak.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, speaking is very important in a relationship.
Yeah.
But I agree with that.
You got one?
Me?
Yeah.
I don't know. I kind of agree on the communication front just because, like, talking about one's
feelings.
You're
so not original, bro.
The most important thing. Okay, guys, I'm so sorry.
My trust answer isn't getting a lot of love over here. So
I
maybe
hate
Lauren
it.
Can get. Really?
No, I'm just kidding.
It's no, important. Trust is really good.
Thanks, low man.
It is important.
You're welcome. Okay, can you give backstory on your relationship?
Well, so I was in a relationship for like 3 years, and it was a lot toxic at some levels and like not toxic in others. Very, very codependent and stuff like that, which wasn't good.
Why'd you guys break up?
Well, college, obviously.
It's a good one.
And also just like we needed other experiences. I was with him for like the majority of my high school. So I didn't really like learn anything except like how to be with him when I was like growing up. So,
and those are like your formative years.
Yeah.
I mean,
I think college is a little more formative than high school just cause like, especially for us, like living in Paris, like
that's true.
We're so independent.
You guys think it's easier to date in college or high school?
High school,
just because you see them every day.
It's so much more, I don't know, it just makes more sense. You're, like, friends with them.
So but it's so much more fun to be an adult friends. And, like, I mean, date as an adult. Not that we're, like, so old, but, like.
Nah, but some parents be putting, like, restrictions on
dating.
In high school?
Yeah.
Like, I think that a high school relationship, like, is fun and it's, like, great, but it's not, like, mature like relationships are in college, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
When you're with someone in college, you kind of have to, one, I think, put in more effort than you would in high school.
Cause that's true.
You're seeing them every day, no matter what. You go to the same high school, you know what I mean? Mm. Unless you aren't with someone in your high school, but, yeah.
I got a question.
Yeah?
How big do you think your friends' like point of view on your relationship impacts the relationship itself?
That's such a good question.
Ooh, that is.
That's
really good
such a good question.
They call me the podcaster, so.
I think, like, heavily.
Yeah, facts.
But, like, some, I don't know, like, are some people, like, I don't care what they think, stuff like that. Or do you think deep down they all actually,
some people,
like, everyone cares about what their friends think?
Well, it depends on if, like, your friend is also, like, their maturity level and everything. So it depends what type of friend
you
are.
Yeah, it depends who and if you value their opinion.
Like,
if I... mean, if it's your friend, you should probably be valuing
their opinion. Yeah, but some friends are, like, more stupid, like...
Whoa.
And their history with...
Like, Mia, I would never value her opinion. I'm just kidding.
No, but, like, if I was with someone and, like, Sarah was, like, yo, I don't fuck with that homie, I'd be like, oh, my God, I don't fuck with him. Yeah, no, because I feel like also, like... But also, it's, like, Sarah's mature in relationship sense, so I trust her.
Would you take my advice?
Yeah.
Really?
Probably.
Oh, that's nice. Thank
you.
Would you not take your own advice?
No.
Why?
I don't know.
Why?
That's a bad sign.
No, not necessarily. I don't know. I'd rather get advice from friends than my own.
You'd rather people tell you?
Well, at the end of the day, I'm just going to, like, I'm going to probably end up doing
what you want to do.
Yeah, exactly.
What I want to do no matter what.
Exactly.
And then I'll just, if it ends up being bad, then I'll just regret it a little and then get over it. But if
and then
good,
your friends were just like, we were right.
Yeah, and then what is that? You know, like 2 minutes a little, like, I don't know.
What?
I don't know. I was talking about like your friend saying like, oh, I was right. But like, that's only for like a week or something. So
they
can go fuck off. You learn from your mistakes.
Yeah, you do learn from your mistakes.
That's true.
Sometimes it's better to just like trust your own judgment because like it could lead to like a growing phase in your life.
Have you guys learned things from relationships and then applied them to new ones?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
I feel like in my like longest relationship, I actually did not trust him at all.
Really?
At all. And it was so horrible. But then like now, I feel like if I were to be in a relationship, I wouldn't have to know where he's hanging out with it, whatever, because I'm more secure in myself and like it doesn't affect me. Like, say the whole like cheating like aspect of it. Mm-hmm. It's like, okay, that's his decision. I can't do anything about him wanting to do that.
Yeah,
I just end it if it happens.
Exactly. Yeah, I agree. I feel like I like in my long relationship, I just kind of like, and especially afterwards, learned that like I like am who I am, and like if some boy doesn't want to like respect that or doesn't want to treat me the way that I know I should be treated, then like what's the point? Like I don't have to put a lot of effort into keeping a relationship if the other person clearly doesn't
want to. Yeah,
it's
gotta be a 50-50 or 100-100.
100-200.
Lauren, you've been quiet over there. Yeah, do you believe in second chances?
I mean,
not to call you out, but
yeah, bro, thanks for the question directed at me.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I believe, sure.
Yeah?
I believe in as many chances
as
until you yourself realize that, like, it's done.
Okay.
I feel like you keep, I mean.
There's got to be a number, though. There's got to be a number amount of chances.
I feel like you go back or, like, give it depends the situation, though.
Okay.
But I feel like.
Like cheating. What would you say on that?
Oh, no. No,
absolutely not.
No.
So no chances on that?
No.
Okay, so no to second chances.
Well, there are different levels.
Well, yeah,
it
know,
depends on the situation.
Yes, you don't know.
Yeah, you're right. Your facts. Your facts. Wow, that's stupid. can I have a different question?
What do you think is cheating? All right, so like
oh,
do you think
good
like
question.
Is being on Tinder cheating or is texting other, like, tell me what you think is cheating and not cheating.
Anything that you wouldn't tell your significant other about.
Okay.
Yes.
Or nothing.
Anything
or you're keeping
you hide.
It from them.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's
right.
Considered
yeah.
cheating because
I agree.
You should, it's just wrong if you're not willing to tell the person about whatever you're doing.
Trust. Sorry.
Yeah.
That is back to your original statement on trust.
And communication.
The
two pillars of a relationship from Sarah and Lucan.
True.
You heard it here first.
For
real.
Yeah.
I agree. Like, cheating can be, like, a lot of things. And I think it, like, kind of depends person to person sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, some people would be like, if they have Tinder, I don't really care. As long as they're not using it.
Like if they have
that's a crazy one though.
Just no, like, what the fuck do you have Tinder downloaded for?
Bro, Chacho just swipes for nothing.
You guys want to hear a funny story?
Yeah, just looking for funsies.
Sarah, I want to hear a funny story.
So same boyfriend. Mm-hmm. Wait, on like a little like boys trip, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they all downloaded Tinder.
Oh boy.
Then I got sent it. And then I sent it to him, and I was like, what the fuck? And he was like, somebody else logged in on my thing. Like, this isn't mine, whatever. And, like, basically, like, blamed it on one of his friends that, like,
I would be like, it's a catfish.
We don't talk to. Yeah. And then I actually, like, believed it.
Are you
kept
serious?
Dating for, like, that's 3 months.
Holy I mean, shit. That's when you were younger, you know?
Oh, yeah. Well, like, I was, like, 17.
Yeah.
Also, I feel like when you're in that situation, we all say that we would be, like, we would be like, nah, we're not going to stay with them if they cheat. But also, like, I have so many friends that have. Mm-hmm. And, like, I feel like you never know unless you're actually in the situation.
Yeah. I have.
Stayed?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, now maybe you'll be like, oh, never again or something. Man. All right.
Would you ever do some sort of, like, loyalty test? Like, you know those things on Instagram?
Where,
like,
oh, no.
What the
you
fuck
get
is
someone,
that?
Like, someone, like, not hire, but, like, ask. Sometimes it's hire, but, like, ask someone to DM girlfriend or guy friend and see what they say.
That's fucked up, I think.
Boyfriend.
Looking.
That's funny. Guy friend.
Sorry,
that was
girlfriend.
A good one.
I don't know. Would you?
No.
That's fucked up.
It goes back to the trust, eh?
Yeah. That's super fucked up.
If somebody did that to me, I would break up.
Me too.
You never know.
No.
If you have that inkling of like suspicion, would you? Like, you know, like.
But then communication.
Why do I need
speak
to be
them.
In a relationship with them if I'm suspicious about.
Well, because it just happened that way, and then now you're in a situation where you have an inkling.
And then you're
then
like,
talk to them about it.
Yeah,
I would talk to them before I would ever do something like that.
I don't know. I'd just be saying it.
What if they're a gaslighter?
I would get gaslit, and I would feel like shit.
Okay, that was not that funny.
All right. Then why are you smiling?
Then why are you smiling? No, would you do it, Lucas?
No.
Yeah.
No, I don't think so.
That's good.
Just get bitched, gaslit, thrown into a closet by my girlfriend, and just call it a day when she opens the door. We're fine.
Yeah. Okay. That's interesting.
That was crazy.
Yeah,
that was a crazy statement.
Yeah.
Okay. Next question.
Okay.
Okay. More so for girls. Your man watching porn. How do you feel? Cheating? Not cheating? Is it okay? Is it not okay?
I don't think it's cheating. And I think it's,
like, how do you feel about that?
I don't know. I don't really, like, porn is a thing in general, especially, like, just because of, like, all the, like, forced sex work that goes into it and behind it. So I'd more so have a problem with, like,
the porn industry
Yeah, the industry and the moral standpoint of, like, you're probably watching this girl who's, like, not in a good situation,
mm-hmm.
who's being forced by somebody
mm-hmm.
and not making the money that she should be making mm-hmm. from it. So more so I'd be upset about that. But I don't think it really matters.
So basically what Sarah's saying is it's cheating if she's not watching it.
Okay, let's say it's like...
It's not what I'm saying at all.
No. Let's say it's like a one of those like good sites, you know,
what?
Where it's not like...
What do you mean?
Ethical... Like, there's like ethical porn sites where they like...
Like there are like women-owned
paid
companies.
Well,
and,
like...
And no,
all this
I wouldn't
stuff.
Care.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're non-profit.
And like OnlyFans is like... Ethical.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, how do you feel about your man subscribing to OnlyFans?
Make money. Anything. I don't care.
Not doing it.
No, what?
Subscribing.
Oh, subscribing
to, like,
sorry,
InstaThoughts, like, OnlyFans.
My
ooh.
I don't know how I'd feel about
that's
that.
That's a weird one, because that's, like, more personal. Than
yeah, that's a no for me.
Like you're
that's weird.
On, like,
you're
an individual girl.
A lot of money.
Yeah, like, you're so obsessed with this one chick that... Who doesn't even fucking know you, that you're paying.
Yeah, that's
you're
weird.
You're paying
that's
to
weird.
Feel, like... Oh, that's weird.
Yeah, how would you guys feel about dating someone who's in the porn industry?
Ooh,
no, there's no way.
I don't think I can keep
there's
up
no
only with OnlyFans or, like, porn?
No way, either.
OnlyFans, only yeah, I
only fans, yes. Porn,
nope.
No.
Nope.
None of it?
No, there's no way.
That's
there's no way in hell I'm dating a guy that does porn.
Okay.
Lauren's real estate is her real estate. No one else. No one else's property. It's hers.
No one.
Lauren, would you say... Would you say that you're a jealous person in a relationship? Or possessive?
This is a good question.
That's an easy answer.
Yeah.
What?
I mean, I feel like...
Obviously, I wouldn't want my man to make an OnlyFans.
Yeah.
No, that wasn't the question.
No.
You already answered that question.
Yeah, I know.
Let's go back to Sarah's question.
I think I'm jealous if I need to be jealous. If the person gives me a reason to not trust them, then I'll be jealous.
Yeah.
Mm. You actually just reworded them.
That's so valid.
That is
valid. Yeah, yeah, thank you. Otherwise, I'm not jealous. If I fully trust the person, I'm not jealous. Because yeah. I know that they're not going to,
shit. Okay, yeah, yeah.
Or,
okay.
Reject people, whatever. I know that they're not going to... I'll make jokes about it, but I'm not, actually, oh, I'm going to fuck that bitch up.
Okay, say you're in a relationship, and, he doesn't cheat, but it's, there's a lot of, there's some mistrust going on. Okay, mm-hmm. And then you guys break up, but then you guys re-get back together. Mm-hmm. With girls from then on, would you be jealous? Because you have that, stigma of him before and, talking to girls and stuff like that.
Wait, he was talking to girls while we were dating before, and then we broke up? Yeah. I'm not getting back together with him.
Okay, but you did.
What? No, I didn't.
No. This is...
What are you talking about?
No, this is hypothetical. This is so hypothetical. This is hypothetical. Don't... would you be jealous?
Obviously.
Okay.
I don't know. Well, that's why if someone cheats on me, I wouldn't want to get back because I know, I'll be super, mm-hmm. I'm never going to trust them. And, I don't want to put myself mentally through always just, mm-hmm. just being sus all the time. I'd rather end it and not stress about that shit.
Yeah.
How do you feel about once you're dating a person and then they, start switching up their, physical attributes? You start dating... They just, the next week, they're fully tatted on one arm or, they shave their head or, stuff like that. Are you possessive over their physical looks?
No.
No, I don't think so either.
I feel like that's kind of crazy to,
I don't know. I mean, some people...
I don't know.
I feel like some people could, be like that, but I feel like that's really shallow.
Yeah.
Depends how deep into the relationship.
If it's, a weekend, what are you doing? Lauren's weekend shave buzz cut, she's gone.
No, because I saw Lauren's TikTok the other day. About, guys, I was like, if he got braces, then I don't think I can
Wait,
do
guys.
My good friend Isabel, she started dating this guy junior year, but it was junior year to be fair. She started dating my good friend, and he got braces within the first week.
Oh my gosh!
What'd she do?
Break up with him?
Nope, they stayed together for 2 years.
Oh, good for her. Yeah.
That's
a yeah. I mean, and he cheated on her half the time. Pretty, so.
Oh my god, with the braces? Wow.
With the braces.
Whoa.
He must have been really hot.
Guys, braces are
She was doing charity
bad.
Work.
We're
no,
actually talking
fine.
About
fine.
Anyone going out there with have braces. I'm sorry for Lauren's disrespectful yeah. attitude.
No,
they
braces
think they're
really
beautiful.
Aren't that bad.
No, they're great.
No, but also, if get the braces and suffer with them for a bit.
Yeah.
To then. Have good teeth.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
You got to.
I had hella braces.
Mia had the whole, mask thing.
Like a mouth guard?
Okay, guys. I had a lot of things that went into my mouth, but
what?
I never...
What? Fuck? What?
All right.
All right, back to the relationship topic. This is getting out of hand once Mia says...
That's not what I meant.
No.
Okay.
No.
No.
All right, new question.
New question.
How would you feel about dating somebody? Would you say, first of all, one, that you have a flirty personality? And then second of all, how would you feel about dating somebody who has a flirty personality?
Oh, I have shit to say on this one.
Go for it.
No, I don't want to go first.
I can go first.
You better be weird, because I'm remembering your answers from what questions that I asked.
Why?
Just because.
Okay.
If you slip up.
Go on.
I'm coming for you.
Yeah, Mia, go.
Yeah, go, Mia.
Well, I have an extremely flirty personality. I know that for a fact.
For sure.
Really? It's just yes. It's just how I am.
Wait, really?
I don't know.
No, I'm kidding.
No, I don't know. It's just and it's caused some issues in the past, but I feel people who actually know me know that it's never... intentional like that. And so I feel dating someone with a similar personality wouldn't bother me just because I know that it's not intentional mm-hmm. that. And I feel it would also be very hypocritical of me to be I can't date you because you're kind of flirty with other people, because that's exactly what I do.
Yeah. Just going back to those two pillars, man. I swear. The
so
trust.
True.
It is so true.
We set up this whole show.
Yeah.
Yeah, you really did.
From then on.
Lauren.
Okay. Okay, so for me, I think when I'm in the mood to be social, I'm smiley and social, and that can be seen as flirting.
Mm-hmm.
to guys especially, because guys, like, don't, they're like, oh, she wants to fuck. They're not like, oh, she wants to be friends, yeah. The way girls are.
Yeah.
And my ex, he had a really flirty personality. Like, and he said it himself. He was like, yeah, I'm just flirty with everyone, like, even, like, with your mom, like, and I'm like, bruh. But then that made me really, like, because he was always jokey, flirty, smiley with everyone.
Your mom?
Well, it's just, like, the Italian, like, like, just, like, that, like, flirty banter. He wasn't actually, like, trying to fuck my mom, but, like, thank God. But it's just that, like, you know, trying to, like, make little jokes, and that made me not trust him, really. Yeah. Or, like, after I would think about it, and I would be, like, with his little, like, he could have totally cheated on me with his little flirty personality.
Yeah.
Because if he's, like, I don't know. I've thought about this a lot, and I didn't like it. I'd rather you not be flirty with fucking everyone, bro. Yeah. But it's also, like, boundaries.
Burst.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
and
I do have to have boundaries.
Like, don't be rude to people, but, like, like I'm not saying, like, tell everyone to fuck off.
Yeah.
What are you talking about right now?
You just don't have to entertain
everyone. Yeah, you don't have to, like, be flirty with everyone. Just be fucking normal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, like, even, like, some people would think that, like, my relationship with, like, my best guy friend from home is flirty. So, like, I just
How so? Because you're touchy?
No.
Yes.
So touchy.
Okay, never mind.
Get booked.
Also, just, like, the way we talk to each other is, like, a little
I don't know.
Bit. The way I talk to
him. Yeah, you talk to him. Like, Mia will straight up be, sorry to go a little into your life here.
Go.
Mia
okay.
would actually just be like, hey, Gabe, like, I miss you. He'll be like, fuck you. Shut the fuck up.
It's true.
But no, that's just banter between them. And
yeah,
I don't even
know
why we're talking about friends right now. Like, this is
well,
a relationship topic.
I'm saying that, like, that is an example of me being really flirty with someone, but not in a romantic way at all. Because I would actually never, ever, ever think of Gabe like that. So, like, that's, like... I understand when my boyfriend, if my boyfriend had, like, a relationship like that, I wouldn't be jealous because I would understand it because I have one myself.
You are listening to WRP.
I got a little question for everyone.
Yeah?
It's a little off a little bit.
Okay.
Open relationships.
Mm.
Would you ever do one? And also...
Just being not exclusive.
Yeah. No.
Yes.
Okay, no. I'm going to switch on my question.
Yeah, let's go.
Threesome. Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Okay. You and you have a girlfriend or a guy friend, a boyfriend. would you be open to or not?
Not.
For a threesome? With I don't know how you guys are going to figure it out, but, like, just would you be open for it?
If I didn't know both the people.
No. One of them's your significant
then
other.
Then no.
What if they want one?
Oh.
Then that's weird that you want one and it's not happening.
Okay. Mia?
I don't know. I think it would be, like, fun to an extent, but I also feel like I would get really jealous afterwards.
Yeah.
Okay.
I say yes.
Okay.
That you would?
Yeah.
Expected.
It's on brand.
So on brand.
Going back to last
time. I thought for you maybe on brand could be.
I mean, like,
kind of.
It's just, like, I feel like I would feel more comfortable with it if I didn't have emotion, like, feelings
for
the person, for, like, one of the people, because then it's, like, if you have
weird.
Feelings for someone that you're having sex with, it's a lot more.
Yeah.
Like it's a lot different than if you're having feelings. You
just
don't
having
have
sex.
Follow-up question for Sarah, who had said yes.
Wait, can you answer
would
the question?
If she really wanted it, yeah, I would.
Okay.
What about with a guy?
No. Sorry, no. It's not happening, but. Sarah, follow-up question. Mm-hmm. Would you rather do it with a random person or someone you had just met in a bar or, like pick someone up?
Are you talking about just
sex? No, the threesome.
Oh.
Or would you rather it be with a friend or his friend or something like that?
Not a friend. It has to be, like,
for sure.
Somebody maybe that we've been, like, talking to as a couple or whatever, but – and, like, we both decide, we're like, yeah, that'd be lit.
Okay.
Not a friend. That would be too complicated.
Yeah.
Because it's also, like, your feelings for friends get mixed around.
Weird. Yeah.
And then if you have, like, sex with your friend and you're like,
you're sus. I saw what you did, bro. Like, I don't
know. No, but then it's just, like, weird because it's like, oh, I don't know. I feel like it would be like, I don't know. I don't know how I feel about that.
What's the most attractive trait in a boyfriend or girlfriend?
Ooh.
In a significant other?
Yeah.
Attractive, like.
Like, what makes
like
them
I'm
a good.
A,
no, no. All right. What, yeah, sure. Whatever.
Them
what,
being
like.
Attractive.
Okay. Okay. All right.
Okay.
As a significant other.
Like what I'm looking for?
Yeah. What do they do while when you're dating that's like, oh, yeah, you want to keep dating your ass.
Oh, you're if they sick. Can make me laugh, then that's probably okay. it.
That's just what I was
going
to say.
That's literally it.
That's cool.
Like, I would not go for that one.
Really?
I mean, clearly.
I feel like you're a pretty goofy person, Lauren. I feel like you would want to laugh a bunch.
She's definitely goofy, but she makes herself laugh.
Yeah,
I don't need anybody no one for else, that. Though.
No, I was going to say, well, first of all, I was going to say humor, but second of all, I was going to say, like, someone who's really, really open with their feelings.
Okay.
That's like, true. Open to talking. Mm-hmm. Because, like, I don't... Okay.
Like, I'm not trying to hear your shit. Lauren's over there, like, I'm not Lauren's trying to hear like, your problems. No. Like, I have my own that you need to deal with, but like, I don't want to hear yours.
I think that your significant other being, like, a really big or important part of your support system is, like, also important. Mm-hmm. Like, there's an extent to which that you can rely on them, because, like, if you're out here, like, constantly talking to them about everything and like
yeah, that's fugazes.
That's like a lot, and that's like not really fair. But I definitely think that they should be there to support you okay. when you really yeah. need it.
Fundamentals, baby.
Fundamentals, and that goes back to communication.
Yeah.
What about you, Logan?
I don't have an answer.
They got a. They got. I don't know. I'm rocking with the funny one. I like laughing.
Yeah. You like laughing.
If someone gets my humor, like gets my humor and like. Fucks around with yeah. my goofy side, then I'm, yeah, 100%.
My humor's kind really of hard one. To guess.
Yeah,
so.
Very. but that doesn't mean she's not funny. That just means she's
I'm
not
funny not to,
funny.
Like, 70% of the world.
You're not funny?
Well, everyone's 70%. Funny in their own way.
Yeah. I don't know. It's, but
yeah.
It's a little...
I think that of myself.
It's a little low.
It's a little low? Yeah. Holy shit.
No, I'm kidding, Mia.
No.
Mia's funny.
No, but I was showing Lucan... text with my friends from home last night yeah. and the things we were laughing at, and he was like, what?
It's the most
the
outrageous
fuck
humor
that?
I've ever seen in my life. It's actually like a mammal underwater swimming.
Capybara.
Yeah, get out of here with that.
Yeah.
Loud ass music.
Yeah.
I have a different question.
Okay.
Hit it.
You never answered that
I didn't
one.
Want
yeah, you
to.
Did.
I didn't want to. It's fine.
Okay. I can't
Are you
think
in a relationship right now, Lord?
TBA.
What is that?
To be announced.
Oh, god damn.
Oh,
you guys have, what's
what?
Like, you guys like, Supreme
She's gonna
drop.
Have a drop date.
Yeah. She's like a Supreme drop, right?
For real.
When
next
is it?
Episode.
When is it? On the next
When's
app?
The launch?
Is it on the next app? What's the next question, Lauren?
Okay, this goes back to the attraction thing.
Okay.
Sorry, no, about the, like, if the, like, tattoos,
mm-hmm.
shave, whatever.
The switch up.
Yeah.
The big
Imagine
old switch up.
Imagine dating a guy, his front tooth falls out.
Well,
he does not have like
that happened to Lucas.
Well, yeah, but that wasn't my fault. I was opening up a ketchup container. For
it was
someone.
Not ketchup.
Hot sauce. You know the sauce? Weird pizza hot sauce
not
that France gives you.
I'm not talking about
that. It was
most
of
his.
It was half
about,
of the tooth.
Yeah,
it was
one.
A lot of his.
But I wasn't
tooth
dating
out, him. Retainer
oh,
in with the tooth.
Fake tooth.
Fake tooth. Ew. But like he takes
yeah,
it out.
I wouldn't say
night.
That's that bad. It was not that bad. No, it's a
really.
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah, that's fine.
I mean, like, what's, like, there's
like,
nothing wrong.
Set
with
a
it.
Date to get it fixed, but, like,
oh,
it's, like, I don't know. Like, if it's, like, you're just ripping the fake tooth 24/7 for
the rest
of your
life,
come on now. Like, you can make an appointment.
Yeah,
you
get together.
Huh? No, you could get veneers.
Yeah, no.
Only if there's
what?
A little bit of tooth to put it on.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
You have to.
You could get, like, a retainer with that
yes,
one
that's
tooth.
Yeah,
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 that's
like,
an outrageous
they,
maneuver.
No, I think it's
For fine. More than, like, 2 months, that's a, yeah.
For the retainer?
Yeah, for the retainer one.
So how would you, what would you do?
I don't
like
know.
Just jam a tooth
Yeah,
there?
Something. Figure it out.
Okay. I have a question.
Yeah, go.
At this point in your lives,
mm-hmm.
at 19, 20 years old.
Mm-hmm.
18. 19, 20 years old.
You got a child on our hands.
what type of relationship are you looking for, if any?
I mean, honestly, I don't want to sound like, I'm just trying to, like, develop a relationship with myself.
Ooh, yeah.
Ooh.
Like, I'm open to, like, a kind of relationship.
Mm-hmm.
But, but mm-hmm. I am very much trying to, like, figure out, like, myself before I, like, dive into something serious.
So do you talk about that every night for hours?
Yeah, what do you guys do? You, are
on
you
FaceTime?
Like, yeah, what is going on? That?
Talking about your self love and all?
Yep, that's all we talk about. How much I love myself.
Mia's out here just trying to work on herself.
Yeah.
Yep.
Good for you.
Completely
yeah,
by
slay.
Myself.
So it's dependent on how you feel
And growing with yourself.
Yes, yes.
But you would be open to a serious relationship.
I think, yes.
What about you two?
Well, I asked a question.
Yeah, well, I re-asked in order for you to answer. I don't really know. I'm just trying to vibe.
Me too. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm really just trying to have fun out here. And
me too.
You know, if it comes up, it comes up.
Yeah.
If it doesn't,
yeah.
it doesn't. But mm-hmm. overall, you just got to be happy.
I don't think I'm looking for a relationship.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know, though.
But it'd be fun
it would
to
be
have
pretty
somebody.
Cute, I would say. Like, the whole fun thing is fun, but then, yeah. Like, I don't know.
No. Yeah.
It's nice to have someone.
If anyone's listening to this and they go to the gym hella... And they...
No,
they,
don't make me seem like a gym rat, bro. I'm not like that.
You better.
I'll drink a beer, guys. Don't worry.
Yeah. Anyways, we kind of have to wrap up now.
All right.
That was a good last question.
Yeah, great question, Sarah. Thank you, Mia and Lauren, for having me on the podcast.
Thanks for having us. It's been fun.
Yeah, it's been... Can you guys come again?
Yeah, I'm
for
down.
For sure.
This has been really lit.
Yeah, my email is a108454 at aup.edu.com.
Okay, so no, but
okay.
Send me one.
Thanks for tuning in to Silly Little Chit Chat.
We'll see you next week.
Bye-bye.
Bye. She does.
yourself to your brother's bed at one time. You left the front door unlocked, waiting for me to
are listening to WRP.